Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, JSTU interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is JSTU. I'm here at Mostly Comics, and I'm happy to be standing here with Brendan Fletcher and Cameron Stewart, the co-writers of the new series Motor Crush for Image Comics. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Great to meet you.
Very well. Thank you.
It's awesome to see you guys here today, and I just picked up the comic. It came out this week. Can't wait to read it later today.
Yeah, we think it's pretty good.
What can you tell us about it, actually?
It's about badass ladies on motorbikes.
Nice. I guess that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. And it's got some incredible art by Cameron Stewart and Babs Tarr. And I think it's really fun. And we're feel very privileged to finally get this thing out there into the world. We've been working on it, like, since, what, March or something? It's, like, ten months?
It's been a while, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's been fun. We started talking about it almost immediately into working on our Batgirl run. Like, maybe the first or second issue of working on Batgirl.
Oh, wow.
We started planning for post-Batgirl what we were going to do, because we knew that wasn't going to last forever.
Right.
And we thought that we would, you know, we enjoyed working together, and we thought it would be fun to do something afterwards with the same team. So,
all right. And where did the origin come from for this idea? Like, who came up with it? And
it's actually an old pitch of Brendan's from many, many years ago. It was like an animation pitch that he'd done, and did you think about pulling it out again?
Or? When we just wanted to work together some more, and we were like, we had no guarantee of doing Batgirl forever, so we just said, what are we going to do, like an image book or something? And then we all thought that seemed like a good idea, but we needed a concept. And I said, well, there's a concept that I used to kick around a little. I've actually written it up, and it involves badass ladies on motorbikes.
That's nice.
You guys want to see it? And these guys are like, yeah, sure, we'll take a look at it. And so I threw the docs over to Babs and Cameron. They gave it a read. We all talked it over, and
it's changed considerably.
It's a different beast.
The original thing was much more sort of aimed at kids. It was kind of like a Saturday morning cartoon kind of thing. And Babs and I had expressed an interest in doing something a little darker, a little harder edged from Batgirl. So we took it and sort of added some elements to it that satisfied that. So the Motor Crush series is definitely more of an R-rated thing as opposed to Batgirl,
right.
which was like a, you know, PG or G rated. So this skews a little older, but it's still very much in the same vein.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds cool. I can't wait to read it. And the main character, Domino Swift?
That's right.
Cool name, by the way.
Thanks.
Now, going back to your Batgirl run a little bit, what was it like working on that title and working on such an iconic character?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, it was super fun. It was really hard to make the break and leave and go to Image. But I think, we're very grateful for the chance to work on it and make a real statement on it. And
it's exciting to be able to make a mark.
Yeah.
And create something that will probably be a lasting contribution, you know? Like, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. I was like, the Burnside, the borough of Gotham, where we set our story, did not exist previously, and we created that. And now it's probably going to be a thing. That will be something that will probably be referenced, you know? It's part of the Batman mythos.
Every map of Gotham moving forward will have Burnside on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So stuff like that is kind of neat, where you get to add a detail to... I mean, these things that have been running for 75 years, it's a huge tapestry, and if you're lucky enough to be able to contribute, you know, a small detail to it that remains permanent, that's pretty exciting.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Can I ask, who were some of your influences?
It's funny, most of my influences are illustrators.
Yeah, and most of mine are, like, filmmakers.
Oh, wow.
it's different than... Yeah.
Yeah, and mine are filmmakers, too.
It comes from everywhere. It's not it's not just comics. It comes from all over the place.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I look at, like, the things that move me most quite often come from the world of music more than anything. So, I was going to say, even when we started working on Batgirl, I mean, we were talking about music.
Yeah.
We were talking about the music, the sound of Batgirl.
Oh, wow.
And when we were talking story, I think almost exclusively whenever I'm trying to describe to Brendan a scene that I have in mind or my intention for a scene, I speak of it in terms of movies. You go like, do you remember that scene in 12 Monkeys when, like, that's kind of how I communicate things.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's sort of framed through that lens.
It's not uncommon, actually. We talk to a lot of comics people. It ends up being anything but comics that people are referencing.
Yeah.
The only time we get to reference comics directly is usually a comics language thing. Like when we're trying to use the language in a different way, it's like, oh, you remember when Chip Kidd did that, or not Chip Kidd, Jimmy Corrigan.
Oh, yeah, Chris Ware.
Chris Ware. Yeah. Remember Chris Ware? No, never mind.
It was a good story. You can edit that part
out. Okay.
Next question.
When you guys are creating, do you guys listen to a lot of music or any?
Yes.
Okay.
I listen to tons of music.
Yeah, I listen to music mainly when I'm writing. Not so much when I'm drawing. I put on movies or TV or podcasts or whatever. But when I'm writing, I can't have anything that has words in it because it just becomes distracting.
Yeah.
So what I'll often do is I'll put on. Sense of one track. I put on film soundtracks a lot when I work, or just instrumental stuff that's generally like a mood. You know, like, so if I'm writing something upbeat, I'll try and listen to upbeat instrumental music. If I'm trying to draw something that's very dramatic, I'll put on, like, sort of very heavy, moody scores and that kind of thing,
Yeah, film scores. I listen to a lot of film scores now.
Yeah.
Now that I'm stripping.
It was funny. I was in the gym yesterday, and I was running, and I had Spotify on, just kind of playing random stuff, and some kind of film piece came on, and it was really great, and it really got me pumped up, and I pulled my phone out to look at it. It was Transformers. Transformers 4, and it was a piece, and I was like, that's actually really good. So I think I might get the score for it.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't keep it too much longer, but we're about to do a retrospect on our favorite movies of the year. Do you guys have a favorite movie of 2016?
Oh,
man.
What did I see this year that was amazing?
I got to look through. In terms of like big popular stuff, I would say Civil War was huge. I love Civil War.
Yeah.
I really, really loved it.
Yeah.
And then there's like, I tend to go. Yeah. I watch a ton of movies and I watch stuff from all over the place. So I was really surprised and really impressed by Swiss Army Man.
Okay.
I thought it was fantastic.
Okay.
And The Lobster was really good, but. Yeah, I don't know. Civil War was great. I really enjoyed that movie.
I think for me, tops is probably When Marnie Was There, but that came out in Japan in 2015.
Oh, is that
Yeah, it was the Ghibli movie that came out. In January or February of 2016.
I think Mad Max Fury Road will be my favorite movie every year.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Depending on, like, doesn't matter when it came out. It'll be my favorite movie of next year as well, probably.
Well, I really appreciate you guys talking to us today. I can't wait to read the book. We're definitely going to get the word out there, and continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.